And now this is a dictation for Nancy Hanson, H-A-N-S-O-N, January 2055. Addresses a letter to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, for 665956. Dear Dr. Ernest, follow up for Mrs. Hanson. History of breast cancer, hypertension since a young age, and low magnesium. Last visit in October. Presently on amiloride, aldactone discontinuum. Was getting weekly magnesium infusion, but with documented magnesium wasting in the urine. This is unlikely to solve the problem. The magnesium infusion will disappear its effects in less than a few hours. Has reflux symptoms. She stopped Prilosec because of the potential compromise of magnesium gastrointestinal losses. She would like to try Pepcid or Zantac, and I have no problems with that. She remains on a low dose of Keraphate, also on short long-acting insulin for blood pressure labetalol. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, blood pressure 129/79, better than previous visit. Alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress and no speech problems. Next paragraph, chemistry in January. Present creatinine of 1 for a GFR of 55. Magnesium low at 1.3, potassium high at 5.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Long-term history of hypertension. Continue present medications, present values are acceptable. Next number, acute kidney injury with prior creatinine 2.1 at the time of gastrointestinal losses, dehydration. It has improved, however, has not returned to baseline of 0.7. Next number, hyperkalemia induced by amiloride. We are tolerating that as a way to help with magnesium. Next number, magnesium. A combination of factors documented renal losses. The fractional excretion was more than 6%. And potentially the effect of Prilosec changes as indicated above. Next number, normal size kidneys without obstruction. Next number, all issues discussed with the patient. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months.